This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sad tale. I haven't even been following it. Tampa police apparently looking for Antonio Brown. I've given up on Antonio Brown. I don't know if he'll ever get it together. One thing, though, you know, here's the crazy part. And this is a discussion, and it's almost cliched sports talk discussion that a lot of shows are having, probably throughout the country and definitely here in Pittsburgh. He's 21st all-time in receptions, 24th in yards, and 24th in TDs. That's all-time. He's fifth on the all-time list in career yards per game. Fifth. He's a Hall of Fame guy if you look at his numbers.
Absolutely.
There's no question. Mm-hmm. We argue this all the time about Hines Ward. Oh, Hines Ward should be in the Hall of Fame. Should he be? There wasn't one day during his career, that Hines Ward could proclaim he was the best receiver in the NFL. Antonio Brown could claim that for probably 4 or 5 years, that he was the best receiver in the NFL. If you just look at the numbers, he's a Hall of Fame guy. Has his lunatic way, in the way that he's just gone totally off the rails, that started long before he took his pads off and traipsed across the end zone and quit football pretty much, has his lunatic way precluded him? It hasn't. By virtue of their rules and standards, because they don't have any.
Right, and it also hasn't yet. I'm going to add that qualifier because I honestly wonder, guys, in 5 years, when he's eligible for the Hall of Fame, where is he going to be? Might he be in jail, even worse? Like, I honestly, and look, he's made his bed, so I wouldn't say I worry about Antonio Brown, but, like, this is a guy who's clearly on a spot, out-of-control spiral and has been over the last 6 or 7 years. I mean, it has continued now for a while, and I wonder what the next 4 or 5 years bring and when his name does come up in that room where they sit, all the, you know, esteemed sports writers sit around and talk about who's on the ballot that year. Are they talking about a guy who's in a decent enough place? You know what I mean?
The rules need to be stricter. I mean, it's just such a prestigious honor to be a Hall of Famer, and I think that should encompass you as a person, what you do on and off the field. As well, you know, obviously it's what you do on the field, but it's who you are as a person. It's your name, it's your brand, it's the last name on the jersey, on the back of the jersey that you are representing whenever you're in the Hall of Fame. So I think the rules need to be a little bit stricter there. And you know what, like Antonio Brown, you know, it is a sad story, and I'm gonna say this: people always want to allude to the fact that Antonio Brown, when he got hit by Burfict, it caused CTE. They throw that word around. They say that he wasn't right after that hit. I'm going to sit here and tell you that I've known Antonio Brown longer than that, and he's always been like this. He just had an opportunity where he made money, and it just came out. He was like this at a young age. You know, his mentality has not changed. He was a little bit quieter whenever he got in the league because it was new, and you know, I think he cared about the process of how he got to the league, you know, playing for Central Michigan, you know, transferring from a military school, wherever he was at, and then, you know, playing quarterback in high school, and, you know, all the things that he went through to get to where he was at, 6th-round pick. And then once he got paid, I think his true nature came out, and that's where he's at.
Should he be in the Hall of Fame?
Yes. But I think the rules should be stricter. The rules are that it's not what you do off the field, it's what you do on the field, right?
O.J. Simpson in the Hall of Fame.
Correct.
Right?
Yes. They should be stricter. It should be what you do off the field as well.
Well, then that layers then another question. If you do that, then you got to pull people out.
Right.
I don't think that you can go in midstream, say, okay, it was this for a long time. From here on out, the people we induct, they have to adhere to a code. Or can you? I like, for me, my personal opinion is you can't. You can't change the protocol behaviorally midstream and still have it as the same honor.
Okay, yeah, I'm with you.
Who is in the Hall of Fame that you would get out? Like that you would
OJ for
well,
one.
Well, he got off. I'm just saying, like, if he was...
But he didn't get off with terms of the other stuff.
Of the other stuff. He did go to jail.
Right, like being in Vegas and going, you know, with the sports card stuff and all of that. Like, that was... Is that enough to
and you
get
also,
taken out of the Hall of Fame? I don't know.
I'm sorry. You also go down this slippery slope of digging into the past and the character of every single person who was in the Hall of Fame.
Well, and it's very prestigious. Why wouldn't you? You want to know all the facts about who's going to be in such a prestigious...
Okay, where's the cutoff line then? Like... What kind of things keep you out of the Hall of Fame?
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, I mean, if you...
Just crimes that you're convicted of?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That to me is taking a line from off the field and applying it to on-field accolades or on-field statistics and other things you actually did.
Why should a crappy person be honored?
They're being honored as a football
but
player.
But they're still a crappy... They're still a person. They're still their name.
Listen, I don't think Antonio Brown's a good person. But Antonio Brown is the best wide receiver of his generation.
That's fine, but you're still you. He's still Antonio Brown, is what I'm saying. Like, his team isn't getting in. You know, it's him getting in, the person.
It's Antonio Brown, the football player. See, I can make that delineation.
I think for what they are trying to stand for and how prestigious it is that the football player and the person are the same person. Like, I mean, that's just kind of how I see it. Like, when I think of the Hall of Fame and I think of the jackets and I think of the busts, like, you have to represent being a Hall of Famer.
Should Ray Lewis get in then?
I mean, did he get in trouble?
He got in trouble for not... what's the crime? Not
obstruction.
Yeah, obstruction of justice.
Well, if we're gonna go down this road and how I would do it, I would have a hearing. I would the guys that I think that should be maybe taken out of the Hall
right,
of Fame.
Right.
I would have a whole entire hearing and I would reopen every single thing.
Lawrence Taylor.
Lawrence Taylor. I would have all those guys have to go through a process
recheck the morals on everybody.
Recheck the morals of everybody of who would be in it, and then if you don't match,
should Ben be in?
Yes. Yeah. I would recheck the morals. I'd be like, hey, let's go through all the facts because we hold this unified
front against front. What we're going to do. Yes.
Right. How and who can be in this, and if you don't belong in this, then you're taken out.
What about guys who went off the rails late in their lives and died prematurely because of CTE? I'm thinking of your Junior Seau's. Like, the stories about what kind of guy Junior Seau was towards the end are not pleasant. He was not a good
person.
What
about Darren Sharper?
I mean,
no, he needs out. Out. Like, so we're going to sit here and say that Darren Sharper is deserving of being a Hall of Famer for all the ridiculous stuff that he committed? Like, please, like that shouldn't be the standard of what the Hall of Fame is, in my opinion. As a football player that obviously loved football from the age of 4 years old till now, I want to see guys that are in there that did awesome on the field and they were doing awesome off the field because that is a part of being a football player is who you are on and off the field, in my opinion.
Like, he became eligible. He's not in the Hall of Fame,
right?
Darren Sharper.
Yeah, no chance.
Right. It's a fascinating conversation. It really is. So, Antonio Brown, you say your final thing, you say yes, though.
I say yes just based off of the criteria that it is now.
But I would change
the whole criteria, and then I would reopen the cases of the people who I think that possibly don't belong. And then if you don't meet the criteria that we have, then you're out.
I just think, too, part of the problem with the Hall of Fame is there's just way too many people in.
Yeah,
like, just it's so diluted.
It's the Hall of Harold Carmichael's at this point.
Yeah, it's just whenever they built these things, we got to get to Pat Bostic, and I say this all the time about all of them, all the Hall of Fames. Whenever they built basketball, whenever they built football, whenever they built the Baseball Hall of Fames, they built those buildings, and it truly was supposed to be, this is the best of the best.
Yes.
Dan Dierdorf wasn't supposed to be in it.
Right.
Babe Ruth was supposed to be in it.
Yes.
And Terry Bradshaw was supposed to be in it.
Cowher.
Yeah, you're right. Like, Bill Mazeroski was not supposed to be in Cooperstown.
Right.
Willie Mays was.
Right.
And it's okay if you don't put people in all the time.
It is.
It was truly supposed to be just the best of the best.
The Hall of Good.
Yes, it has become that.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.